You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Galatians, chapter 5, and verse 19 to 21. Now, the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I have told you in the time past, that they who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. I want you to note, brethren, that many of the manifestations of the flesh mentioned here are all in plurals. It's very important. It means that there are variants of each one. And also the conclusion that says, and the like or such like. It means that this list is not endless. And the conclusion is that anybody that practices such will not inherit the kingdom of God. And this is a letter to believers. This is a letter to those who have believed in Christ. There wouldn't have been a need to write such a letter to them if being in Christ means that they are forever saved, they are forever secured, there will have been no need to warn them against any of such things. But what we want to really stress is that the scripture calls them works of the flesh. Works of the flesh. They are not works of the spirit. People are quick to attribute many of their undoings to spirit. A man will tell a lie and say it is the work of the devil. Somebody will be committing adultery and say it is the spirit of lust. Where did you find the spirit of lust? The Bible calls it works of the flesh. You are the one doing it. Spirit don't have flesh. So when the scripture says works of the flesh, the scripture is not referring to spirit. It's referring to human beings. Be very careful. You see, when you attribute your problem to spirit, you are not going to be saved or delivered from that problem. When you keep saying that the reason you are fornicating is because of the spirit of fornication, spirit of lust, spirit of adultery, spirit of hatred, spirit of jealousy, you are not addressing the issue. You are diverting attention to something else. And Satan is happy for you to actually do that, so that you do not see it as a personal problem. If any of what we read today is manifesting in your life, please note that it's a personal problem. It has nothing to do with spirit. It's not spirit. It is called the works of the flesh. And Jesus was manifested to destroy works like this. That's why the Bible says in Romans chapter 6, I think verse 6, that knowing this, that your old man was crucified with him. Jesus came to nail the sinful self to the cross. So you need to understand that they are works of the flesh, not works of spirit. It's not demons that are working it. It's not fallen angels that are working it. It's not Satan that is working it. It is you. It is in you that those sinful things are manifesting. Jesus said that the things that defile, they are the things that comes from the heart. He didn't say they are the things that comes from Satan. Please, stop attributing what you are doing to Satan. Take responsibility and then you can find help in Christ, because there is sufficient help in Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.